Hi everyone. I heard that we're rebranding, so I thought I would start this year with a little rebranding of my own. This used to be called the Let's Talk Podcast, but I would like to officially welcome you to the Diary of a Soulful Kid podcast with your host, Soulful Ree. That's me, Soulful Ree, the Soulful Kid. So let's try this introduction thing again. Hi there. Welcome to the Diary of a Soulful Kid, where we talk about soulful things, I guess. To be honest, I still don't know what we really be talking about. I just know that we be talking, okay? We be talking. But my last upload was sometime in October last year. Truth be told, that upload was actually from sometime in 2020, and I had taken it off and then just put it back. No, 2021, actually. I don't even know what I'm saying, guys. But yeah. It's just, the point is, it's been a very long while. Like, it's been a minute since I've been on here, and I really cannot even say, I can't even like begin to share with you all that's happened. But I would say that last year was one of the darkest years of my life. Well, except 2018, was it 2019, bro? I just know that last year was really, really dark. And honestly, truly, anybody that met me last year met one of the worst versions of me possible. And it is so embarrassing. It's disgusting. But it's okay, because I have come to learn that those that see you really see you. Whether it's light, it's darkness, it's shadows, they really see you. And I am grateful. One thing I am grateful for is all the people that stuck beside me while I wandered through the darkness, just trying to find my way back to myself. And I think that I'm finally getting there. It feels good to finally feel like I can recognize myself in the mirror again. And I wish this on everyone, truly. I really wish a safe return to self, to anybody that feels like they're wandering in a forest right now, just trying to find their way home. I actually truly didn't see myself coming back on here, but the way certain things fell in place or played out, especially in the past 3 weeks, even today, literally this morning, something happened, and it felt like I was kind of being nudged to be back on here and record this episode. So I hope that it really, I guess, I hope it serves a purpose and it means something to somebody out there. Yeah, so let's get into it. If you want to grab yourself a cup of tea, a little notebook to make notes, just do what you have to do, and we're gonna get started. So today's message, I would say, is one that I have felt very heavily on my spirit for a while now, and it's on the art of allowing. October 15th last year, I had sent a birthday message out to a friend, and after I hit send, I reread it to myself, and a particular sentence stood out to me. I had said to her, "I hope you allow yourself to laugh in this new year for you. I hope you allow yourself." Now, this right here became the line for a series of further meditations for me. I have no New Year resolutions, because bro, those New Year they be so depressing. Jesus, I am not doing any more resolutions. Like, it is enough. But I guess I have one, and it's, I hope I allow myself. And this is what I would like to share with you today. I hope this year we both learn to allow ourselves. And I have come to understand that the art of allowing is the art of no longer resisting the well-being that we deserve, the well-being that is actually very natural to all of us. A lot happened last year, but one thing that I remember the most is my aunt coming into my room while I'm like, you know how depression goes. Like, she comes into my room and she's like sad, but she's also angry. She's feeling so many emotions because obviously she cares about me, and I hear that, and I appreciate her for holding my hand through last year, because but anyway, she would come into my room, she would look me dead in the eye, and then she's like, "You know what, Maria, you're not getting better because you don't want to, because you're not allowing yourself to get better. And I remember us getting into a mini fight or argument or whatever, where I'm yelling at her. I'm like, how can you tell me this story? Like, how can you tell me this story? You know, like, let's be so fucking for real. Like, how can you tell me that I'm not getting better because I'm not allowing myself to get better? And I couldn't, like, I just couldn't understand why she would think that I didn't want to get better. But 9 months later, and please don't tell her that I said that she was right, because I would not live this down. But 9 months later, I finally see that she was right. I indeed wasn't getting better because I wasn't allowing myself to get better. I had held myself captive. I had imprisoned my own soul. Now, this allowing, or this act of allowing that I'm speaking of today, is one centered around giving ourselves permission to simply be. And for some of us, this will begin with the step of self-forgiveness. And I have a newsletter on that. I'm going to put it in the bio for this episode for anyone that's interested. So you can go read on that. But yeah, so the first step would be self-forgiveness. And the second step is just that, giving ourselves the permission. So step one, self-forgiveness for some of us. And then step two, giving ourselves permission. Now, we cannot stand in resistance of things and receive them at the same time. I know it sounds so simple, but it was such a moment for me when I realized it. Like, it's really time for us to open the floodgates and let our well-being flow in. The word allow is a verb, right? And we know that a verb is a doing word. The only reason why I remember what a verb is because of like that primary school thing. And now is the name of a play, da 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 da. A verb is a doing word. Anyways, that's not the point, Maria. Focus. The word allow is a verb, right? And it means to give permission for something to happen and to take no action to prevent it. Now, that's the part. To give permission for something to happen and to take no action to prevent it. That's what allowing means. And that is so crazy. Like, that is such a crazy practice. Like, what do you mean I just have to allow stuff and not stop it? Like, huh? How's that supposed to happen? But in the universal law of attraction, allowing is a state of letting everything be okay with us. I will 100% acknowledge that this is definitely way harder than it sounds, and it does take work and practice, but allowing even the littlest of things can change so much for our well-being. And that's what this is all about, our well-being at the end of the day. So the message for us is just to give ourselves that permission, you know? To allow ourselves to see beauty and find small pockets of comfort even when there's pain all around us. To allow ourselves to start over. To allow ourselves to forgive ourselves. To allow ourselves to smile. To allow ourselves to laugh. To allow ourselves to take care of us again. To allow ourselves to reconnect with others and connect with new people. To allow ourselves to be happy again. To give ourselves the permission to just be. All of these things are things that we deserve. They are things that are natural to our well-being. They're gifts from God, really, truly, honestly. And we are the ones that hold ourselves prisoners away from them. We need to give ourselves that permission. Last week, I had sent out a message to a friend. I was just sitting here and I realized, I was like, damn, so much appreciation to this person. So I sent out a message to say thank you for something, and he responded saying thank you for allowing me to. And that his use of the word thank you for allowing me to, it just gave me that click in my head. Like, that's the allowing that spirit is talking about, you know? And it was really such a full circle moment for me, and it made me feel like I'm doing so well, hey? Like, it's like, you're allowing, you're making that progress. And I'm so proud of me. It was just like, yeah, I'm so proud of me. I just wanted to share with you guys that I'm so proud of me, you know? And another thing that I had picked up on is, in not allowing, we are restricting, we're being defensive. Well, clearly, if you're not allowing something, you're blocking it, you're defending it, right? And we cannot feel defensive while feeling appreciative. Learning to allow gives us more room for feelings of appreciation. And every time we deeply appreciate something, as a book I read said, it said, every time you praise something, every time you feel good about something, every time you allow yourself to feel good about something, we're telling God, we're telling the universe, we're telling guardian angels, we're telling spirit guides, we're telling ancestors, we're telling whoever that we believe in and whoever we want to tell, we're saying to them, more of this, please. We're saying, thank you so very much. Can I please have more of this, you know? So I guess the question that I'm leaving us both with today is that, what are some things that we need to allow ourselves to do or to do more of? What areas of our lives do we have to give ourselves permission in again? What are some practical steps that we can take in allowing our well-being to improve? We just need to allow ourselves, guys, you know? So note to self and note to you and note to self again. The art of allowing is the art of no longer resisting the well-being that we deserve, the well-being that's natural. So thank you for taking the time to listen to the babblings of a soulful kid. Happy New Year to everyone. I don't know if you guys believe in this, but 2023 is a year 7, and in 7 in numerology, it means spirituality. So this is a very deeply spiritual year. So I really hope that we're able to use that to our benefit, just to really get through this year. I am praying and I am hoping for the best for all of us, because I cannot do another of last year. Like, I just refuse. I refuse to do another of whatever last year was. So happy New Year to everyone. May this year be kinder, gentler. May we move. May we take better steps than we did last year. Like, I just be praying for the best, bro. But most importantly, I hope that this is the year that we learn to allow ourselves to simply be, to no longer hold ourselves prisoners, you know? Hope we allow ourselves to smile, allow ourselves to laugh, and just allow ourselves to simply be. And I hope to connect with you all hopefully sooner again rather than later. Hopefully sooner rather than later. So stay safe. And talk to you soon. Mwah.